Jay, you and Kirk both use the same phrase, you know, wake-up call after the Baltimore game. Has that, you know, coming out of that, have you changed anything about your approach to either the meetings or practice in the days that remain between now and September 10th?
No, we're still preparing. We're still preparing the same way. We're going to get these guys prepared. I just think when you talk about wake-up call, I just think everybody has to come out and understand the other team has an agenda also. We didn't match the same agenda, and that's probably my fault. So, you know, six plays, 2-3 and outs for the number one offense wasn't what we expected, but we expect our offense to come out and play a little bit better, more physical, try to get the running game going a little bit. 2.2 yards a carry is what I was most disappointed in the whole game. For us to be a physical football team, we have to be able to run the ball better.
Jay, people have said that Phil Taylor doesn't look like a guy who's been out of the game for as much time as he has been. What is it about what you've seen out of him that has made it such a seamless adjustment back from the time off that he's had?
Who?
Phil Taylor.
Oh, Phil Taylor? Yeah. I don't know. I think it all comes down to his body and how he feels. You know, when you have an injured knee like he had and some of the injuries that he had, I think it takes a toll on a big, giant man. He's a big man. And I think his weight is where he likes it, but I think he feels confident in his legs and his strength where he can go out and do his job successfully. And people handle injuries differently. Some people take longer to recover. They recover, but then they got to get their bodies back in shape into playing shape. And I think he's in great shape right now. I think he's got great confidence in his recovered injuries, and he's in a good spot mentally and physically.
How have you seen Samaje develop in protection throughout camp and also since that Baltimore game when he really had the first real shot to work against that?
We'll see. You know, I think out in practice is a little bit different. You know, the thing about playing another team is Green Bay Packers are going to have a totally different blitz package than the Baltimore Ravens. And the Cincinnati Bengals will possess a whole new package the following week. And how we adjust and how we plan and how we adjust to each different protection is going to be how successful you could be as a running back in the NFL. So Chris Thompson obviously is as good as anybody, but we got to get another guy to be able to step up and do that. And it's hard. You know, we change protections at the line of scrimmage like that. I mean, you have to block that guy from that guy to you over there, and they have to adjust, not only adjust to the right person, but adjust and get their body in the right spot and then finish the block.
Jay, you said before what you see the next three games important. That's why you determine who plays that safety position. Are you saying the message for the whole team is what you need to see in games is going to be the weight of how you determine who's in your 53 and in your number one?
Well, that's a major part of it, obviously, but we're also not going to discount what we've done in OTAs and training camp. We're not just going to throw that away and say that doesn't mean anything, but it's all an evaluation process. And they have to understand that these games, you know, playing in these games, it's not a punishment. It's a platform for them to do well. So we're excited to see them take advantage of the reps, you know, with the crowd and the fans and the pressure and all that stuff. That's important.
Jay, now that we're a month or so into camp and preseason, where are things with you with regards to the coaching and the play calling? And what do you want to do for this next game, the next evolution of this?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are making a bigger deal about it than I am. I'm fine with it. You know, I have a call sheet. I got all the plays broken down in certain categories, and a lot of them some of them I call by gut feel. Some of them I call based on what we've game planned. Some game plans will be more extensive than the ones we have in the preseason. But the big thing is I want to call plays that the quarterbacks are comfortable with and the players are comfortable with and plays that we've repped out here so they can go out there and execute and play at a fast, high level. And then it's up to them and how they execute it. No play is going to be perfect. We're not going to get somebody wide open every play. The holes aren't going to be gaping on every play, but it's a matter of guys making plays off schedule perhaps or running through a tackle or beating man-to-man coverage or what have you. So that's at the end of the day what I want to see.
Jay, how much game planning do you guys do in game two versus game one and as you progress through the preseason as opposed to just working on whatever your base stuff is?
Yeah. Well, the big thing is when you talk about game planning in the preseason, I think game one, you want to make sure the quarterback's protected. You know what I mean? You're not just going to go out there and just go out there blind. We have no idea what they're going to do. We blew some protections, not because we didn't game plan, because we just blew some protections, which were uncharacteristic of some certain people. Game two, I think we're going to study Green Bay, obviously their defense from an offensive perspective, what they do, what their fronts are, what runs we like. Obviously, pass protections, we're going to make sure the quarterbacks are protected and the quarterbacks know how to protect themselves. And then defensively, put our guys in a good position to, you know, stop what they do best and then let them play.